The Shepherd of Hermas, Part 7.
I say to him, Sir, these commandments are great and beautiful and glorious, and are able to gladden the heart of the man who is able to observe them. But I know not whether these commandments can be kept by a man, for they are very hard.
He answered and said unto me, If thou set it before thyself that they can be kept, thou wilt easily keep them, and they will not be hard. But if it once enter into thy heart that they cannot be kept by a man, thou wilt not keep them. But now I say unto thee, if thou keep them not, but neglect them, thou shalt not have salvation, neither thy children nor thy household, since thou hast already pronounced judgment against thyself, that these commandments cannot be kept by a man.
And these things he said to me very angrily, so that I was confounded, and feared him exceedingly, for his form was changed, so that a man could not endure his anger. And when he saw that I was altogether disturbed and confounded, he began to speak more kindly and cheerfully to me, and he saith, Foolish fellow, void of understanding and of doubtful mind, perceivest thou not the glory of God? How great and mighty and marvelous it is, how that he created the world for man's sake, and subjected all his creation to man, and gave all authority to him, that he should be master over all things under the heavens. If then, he saith, man is lord of all the creatures of God, and mastereth all things, cannot he also master these commandments? Aye, saith he, the man that hath the Lord in his heart, can master all things and all these commandments. But they that have the Lord on their lips, while their heart is hardened and are far from the Lord, to them these commandments are hard and inaccessible. Therefore do ye, who are empty and fickle in the faith, set your Lord in your heart, and ye shall perceive that nothing is easier than these commandments, nor sweeter, nor more gentle. Be ye converted, ye that walk after the commandments of the devil, the commandments which are so difficult and bitter and wild and riotous, and fear not the devil, for there is no power in him against you. For I will be with you, I, the angel of repentance, who have the mastery over him. The devil hath fear alone, but his fear hath no force. Fear him not, therefore, and he will flee from you. I say to him, Sir, listen to a few words from me.
Say what thou wilt, saith he.
Man, sir, I say, is eager to keep the commandments of God, and there is no one that asketh not the Lord that he may be strengthened in his commandments, and be subject to them. But the devil is hard, and overmastereth them.
He cannot, saith he, overmaster the servants of God, who set their hope on him with their whole heart. The devil can wrestle with them, but he cannot overthrow them. If then you resist him, he will be vanquished and will flee from you disgraced. But as many, saith he, as are utterly empty, fear the devil as if he had power. When a man has filled amply sufficient jars with good wine, and among these jars a few are quite empty, he comes to the jars, and does not examine the full ones, for he knows that they are full. But he examineth the empty ones, fearing lest they have turned sour. For empty jars soon turn sour, and the taste of the wine is spoilt. So also the devil cometh to all the servants of God, tempting them. As many then are complete in the faith, oppose him mightily, and he departeth from them, not having a place where he can find an entrance. So he cometh next to the empty ones, and finding a place, goeth into them. And further he doeth what he willeth in them, and they become submissive slaves to him. But I, the angel of repentance, say unto you, Fear not the devil, for I was sent, saith he, to be with you who repent with your whole heart, and to strengthen you in the faith. Believe, therefore, on God, ye who by reason of your own sins have despaired of your life, and are adding to your sins and weighing down your life. For if ye turn to the Lord with your whole heart, and work righteousness the remaining days of your life, and serve him rightly according to his will, He will give healing to your former sins, and ye shall have power to master the works of the devil. But of the threatening of the devil, fear not at all, for he is unstrung, like the sinews of a dead man. Hear me, therefore, and fear him who is able to do all things, to save and to destroy, and observe these commandments, and ye shall live unto God. I say to him, Sir, now I am strengthened in all the ordinances of the Lord, because thou art with me, and I know that thou wilt crush all the power of the devil, and we shall be masters over him, and shall prevail over all his works. And I hope, sir, that I am now able to keep these commandments which thou hast commanded the Lord, enabling me. Thou shalt keep them, saith he, if thy heart be found pure with the Lord. Yea, and all shall keep them, as many as shall purify their hearts from the vain desires of this world, and shall live unto God. End of part 7.